When life throws curveballs at you, are you going to rise up to the occasion or are you going to fold like a bag of potato chips?
Got gains.
If you're on your journey on your fitness path to getting to where you need to be, you're starting, you've taken some action, although that action you've taken hasn't gotten you substantial results. I'm not here to encourage the idea that you're doing something. The idea is to, all right, you're doing something. What could you do? What could you fine-tune in your day, your routine, your schedule, your way of life to make it significantly more easier for you to accomplish your goal in real time? How about that? That's the question. That's my challenge to you, the individual listening in on the other side. If your goal is to get to the next level, take your physique to the next level. Ultimately, it cuts down to one thing. How you approach one thing, how you approach you currently are navigating your fitness endeavor to lose those stomach rolls, those line of ripples on your side, is everything. The careful approach, or the approach you're on now, if it's misconstrued or not done correctly, can create a lot more headache, a lot more pain, strain than it needs to be. I'm an advocate of looking ahead and seeing what the best optimal outcome is. If I have to walk every single day, or let's just say 3 times a week for the beginner who was, or the intermediate individual on a skinny fat endeavor trying to lose weight, you need to walk. If that's the case, you could say you can walk 3 days a week, 5,000 steps. Do 2,500 in the morning, 2,500 at night. Boom. Done. Don't even have to think about your step count for the day. Don't even have to. What if you're a beginner and you struggle with meal prep? All right. What you need to do, go down to your local grocery store. I don't care which one it is. It could be Walmart. It could be Publix. It could be in the Far East Indies for all I know. Go and pick up chicken breast, rice, celery. Or you could do steak, sweet potato, asparagus. There are many options. It's literally limitless to the creativity you can go on in your meal plan. Well, eating out, rather, going on a meal plan, it gets expensive. You know what else is expensive? Being obese, being overweight. That's more expensive. The cost of living the cost of living your health, living out your life in a way that you aren't supposed to, not only can decrease longevity of your life, your lifestyle, it's going to affect and make you more susceptible for further and future health complications that may arise, like diabetes and all these things that occur not only with that, but towards weight gain, simply because somebody thought it was a good idea to neglect the fact that they were 50, 60 pounds overweight. There is nothing more damaging you could do in your life than sabotage your own health. For own impertinent reasons that may seem relevant to you, or it may seem like a good idea or a good reason or a validity behind why being overweight is a good idea. I've never found the idea of being significantly overweight to be a good thing. And if that's something you are constantly pushing away due to the fact that you have other obligations, priorities, and or concerns, it's just another reason to bury it under the ground. And if you value your health as much as you claim you do, then you'll literally do everything in your power possible to live the longest and best quality of life possible. And if that doesn't encourage you, if that doesn't motivate you, inspire you, then God help me, because I don't know what will. And there are these TV shows that I be seeing called the 600, the My 600 Pounds Life. It's a very sad case, man, seeing these shows. And, you know, these individuals, one, they're significantly, severely overweight, morbidly overweight, on their nearest death row. It's a sad thing. It's very sad. And well, I mean, It's not like I can do anything to help the individual because I'm in no position to. It's a reason not to say things can get that extreme. But what I'm saying is health should be a priority. Without health, what do you have? You know, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 6:22 that says the body is your temple, for you must honor as you honor God your Father. For the Holy Spirit dwells within it, therefore you must honor it so. You know what that scripture means? Well, should you be dumping alcohol in your body on a daily, weekly basis? Probably not. I'm not saying you can't have a drink every now and then, but you know, when it gets to the point where you're overindulging in something, it's downright outrageous. Why put your health in a state of over-the-top concern where you're not going to be able to function to the best of your ability? People think a little bit of alcohol is nothing, but of course it's nothing. When you have a little taste of it, the problem is repetitive amount, dose, which impairs thinking, impairs your cognitive ability to function on a daily basis, and interferes with your ability to operate. I mean, there is nothing more dangerous than a man's inability to focus and lose operation in what needs to be done. It's dangerous. It's a very costly thing. It's something that I wouldn't encourage in the slightest. I'm not really supportive of alcohol. I rarely ever do drink it. Rarely. I digress. If your goal is to get to the next level, you've got to look at internally what are things that's going on in your life you can limit, that you can cut, do less of to get to your goal. Do that. Start thinking in that perspective and watch your next 20 pounds, 30, or even 50 pounds. Watch it begin to unfold and watch as you begin to elevate and start crushing your fitness goals. Thank you for listening into today's podcast episode. If you got any insights or learned something new, I ask that you rate and review this channel, as that is how it continues to reach more individuals like yourself and changes more lives. Follow and subscribe to the show if you have not already. And as always, stay tuned.